Assignment in April, Episode 1. Primrose 1427.
Christo?
Yeah?
You have your orders. Prepare to carry them out.
But the girl...
Your daughter? Elsa? Surely you are not squeamish now, Christo. What is one life compared to millions? Nothing must stand in our way. Remember our... assignment in April.
Assignment in April. November morning in London. A few yards down from Piccadilly Circus in Coventry Street is a large automobile club. At the moment, two young men, Martin Conway and Bob Hanson, are standing outside its main entrance, reading the directory board.
Well, this looks like the place, Bob.
No mistake, old boy. Let's go in.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Oh, we wanted to make some inquiries about motoring on the continent.
Certainly, sir. Just what did you want to know?
Well, as much as you can tell us. You see, we've bought an old London taxi. We aim to travel down to Naples in it.
I understand, sir.
Well, we figured that was one way that a couple of stranded Australians might be able to get home. We've heard that it's sometimes easier to pick up a passage on one of those Italian ships down that way rather than waiting your turn for a passage from London.
It is possible to do that, sir, although I wouldn't bank on it.
Well, even if we can't pick up a ship, at least we'll have seen a bit of the country.
So you want maps for the routes between here and Naples?
Oh, no, we want the whole lot. We want to see as much as we can. France, Belgium, Holland, Germany, the whole lot.
I see. Well, if you could give me a precise list of all the places you wish to visit,
oh, we don't know.
But surely you must have some idea, sir. For instance, take Germany. Are you going as far east as Berlin?
Oh, we'd like to, if it's possible.
Yes, we must see Berlin. I haven't seen it since 1945.
Excuse me.
Why, of course.
I know it is very rude to listen to someone's conversation, but standing here at the counter, I could not help overhearing. You mentioned Berlin.
Oh, that's right.
Do you know Berlin?
No, not me.
Oh, I know it slightly from the air. I bombed it in 45.
I understand. I was born in Berlin.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It is all right. I was not there when you bombed it.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better.
Well, do you know Berlin very well?
I don't remember a great deal about it, but I have an uncle there.
Well, just thought you might be able to help us.
You sure you can't tell us a good pub to stay at?
Not from personal experience, I am afraid. I have not been there for years. But I have often heard my father mention the Stendelgarten Hotel.
The...
Stendelgarten. It is in the Wilhelmstrasse, but I am afraid I can tell you no more about it. Except that I know it is a good hotel.
Well, at least that's something we've learned. Thanks very much, Miss...
Köster. Elsa Köster.
Hello. Hello, are you still there, Hans?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Do you understand what I say? Nothing must stand in our way. Least of all, your daughter.
But I thought she was to help us. I told her she was to go to Berlin as a tourist.
She must not suspect anything.
She doesn't. She thinks she is going for a holiday and to take a gift to her Uncle Heinrich. That is all.
Mm. How is she going?
In a way that will arouse no suspicions at all. I have told her that the cheapest way is to find some tourists who are going to Berlin and travel with them. No one takes any notice of tourists. Don't worry. Elsa will carry out her task well.
You take orders. You do not give them. Understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Remember that if you want to go on living. Goodbye, Kirsty.
You sure you've got all the maps that character gave us?
Am I sure? Can't you tell from the way I'm sagging under the strain? I thought we were never coming to the end of them.
Yes, they're pretty thorough. Well, what's our next step?
Find some paying passengers, I guess. 4 or 5 weeks motoring around the continent is a bit beyond our own resources.
You're so right, old boy. For a minute, I thought we had a taker in the office there.
That Elsa girl?
Yes. Rather attractive, I thought.
I could see that.
Not that she was attractive?
No, that you thought she was attractive.
Oh, I don't know what's wrong with you, old boy. My friends say to me, this character you're going around with, is he your father? I always say, oh, no, his name's Martin Conway. He only appears to be in his dotage. He isn't really.
And just what prompted that outburst?
You did. You don't seem to be able to appreciate a pretty face when you see one.
It's merely because I'm more balanced than a certain psychopath called Bob Hansen. I can appreciate a pretty face as readily as you, but I do have my mind on other things sometimes. Right now, for instance, my mind's on lunch. Come on, let's go over the road to the corner house.
Good Lord, is it that late?
It certainly is. Look. Oh, that's funny.
What's funny?
My wallet's gone.
What? Hey, don't give me that, old boy. It's got our letter of credit in it.
Yes, I know it has. That and quite a bit in cash as well.
Well, you must have put it in another pocket.
Oh, no, I haven't. Oh, it's gone, all right. And I've a pretty fair idea where it's gone. I wondered why that German girl was so interested in our conversation. Now I think I have the answer.
Surely not. I can't believe that.
All right, who else could have taken it? Let's go back. We might catch her. Hey, look, there she is standing outside the building. Excuse me.
Oh, thank goodness you've come back. I was wondering where I could find you.
You were wondering?
Yes. You dropped this inside beside the counter. It is your wallet.
This looks like the place. A bit difficult to see by the streetlight. Number 3 Primrose Gardens. Oh, here we are.
Just a minute.
Yeah?
You sure you want to go ahead with this? I'm not just talking you into it.
No, I think it's a good idea. We're looking for passengers. Elsa Kirster wants to go to Berlin. All right. Nothing could be simpler. We take it.
And that was an inspiration of mine yesterday, inviting her to lunch with us after she found your wallet.
Yes, brilliant. Only trouble is I rather suspect your motive. Well, come on, let's get on with it. Meet Herr Kirster and arrange the details.
Good evening, gentlemen. You are the 2 young Australians? I am Elsa's father. Come in.
Oh, thank you.
Now, let me see. You are Mr...
I'm Martin Conway, and this is Bob Hansen.
How do you do?
Well, gentlemen, I'm afraid I have a disappointment for you. Elsa has been called away suddenly to Birmingham for her firm today. She will be away quite a time.
But we were going to take her to Berlin.
So, you had decided you would take her as a passenger. It is most unfortunate that she has been sent away. She has left a note for you. I will get it. One moment. Here. Read it.
Thanks. Oh. Well, what's that?
Well, what'd she say?
Read it yourself. She mentions a small parcel, Mr. Kirsten.
Yeah. She was going to take a small gift to her uncle. She wondered if you would take it for her and deliver it personally. It is not very big, but an old family heirloom, you understand. We would not like to post it.
Oh, I see no reason why we couldn't take it. Where is the parcel, Mr. Kirsten?
I get it for you. It is over here in this drawer. Here it is. You can take it.
Oh, it's small enough. Where does it have to be delivered?
I give you the address here, in this envelope. There is also a little something else here for doing this for Elsa.
Oh, but we can't accept it.
Please. It is not much, gentlemen.
Well, thanks very much, sir.
Now, gentlemen, I do not wish to hurry you away, but I am expecting some other visitors.
Oh, certainly. We'll be on our way. Glad to have met you, sir.
Goodbye. And thank you for Elsa for doing this.
This means a great deal to her. A great deal. You will never know how thankful she will be.
Well, what do you make of that?
Hmm?
I said, what's wrong, old boy? What's so interesting on the other side of the road there?
Nothing. Come on, keep walking.
What is this?
We're being shadowed.
He?
You heard.
I don't get you.
I'll explain it in words of one syllable for you.
No need to. Just tell me what's got into you.
Do you remember that fellow at the restaurant yesterday, sitting two tables away?
Well, the chap you pointed out to me.
That's right. He was standing in the shadows back there on the other side of the road from the flat.
What?
The same fellow, all right. He watched us go in, and he watched us come out.
Bit melodramatic, isn't it?
It might sound that way, but I'll swear it was the same bloke.
But why on earth would anyone be shadowing us?
That's what I'd like to know. Well, now we're around the corner, we can relax a bit. Just stop a moment. Quiet. I can't hear anyone coming.
No. I think you've been seeing too many gangster films.
Have it your own way, but I know what I saw. Oh, there's a street light. Just what I want.
Well, what are you going to do now?
I'm going to have a look at that envelope that old Kirster gave us when he gave us the parcel.
Well, I'd like to know what's in the parcel.
You're not likely to know that, old boy. Just have a look at the way it's sealed up.
It's funny about Elsa having to go away so suddenly.
Yeah. Funny, peculiar. Oh, there. Where's this envelope? Here we are. Look at this. A £5 note. We can't take this.
Oh, no, of course not. It's not going to cost us £5 to carry this little parcel to Berlin. Now, we'll have to post the money to them with a little note thanking them, but saying we couldn't possibly accept it.
Oh, we'll do better than that. We'll take it back now. Not much point in posting it when we're only around the corner. Come on.
Well, there's the signpost, Primrose Gardens. It's down the other... Hey, Martin, look, down there. That car. It's pulled up outside the flat, isn't it?
Probably it is. Old Kirster said he was expecting visitors.
Yes, well, what's going on down there? Look, a couple of chaps manhandling somebody down the steps into the car.
Heck, I believe you're right. Come on, let's see what goes.
No, wait a minute. We don't want to go sticking our noses into something that doesn't concern us. Anyway, we'd be too late by the time we got there. See, they've shut the car door now.
They're starting off. Hey, Bob, did you see what I saw?
Yeah, darn right I did. Two fellas in the car.
Yes, but it was someone else.
Yes. Elsa Kirster.